And
so this is one over five is in this space. This is every term in this summation is non-negative, and then minus average, and then the minus log of or in general there's lambda here. Okay, depends on a sign of first chain class. So let's say this time what I actually need to prove is lambda equal to 1. In other cases, maybe I just mention it. So in general, it's this minus lambda x omega n. Okay. So basically, so this is a critical point of this. You can easily check. Keller-Einstein matrix. A reach of this class. So the theorem I stated last time is following. Of course, only non-trivial part of this theorem is for lambda equal to 1, because other part you can just use Kalab-Yau theorem and Oban-Yau theorem. So this is x omega has a Ke metric. So I guess I assume that this is no, let's restate it, sorry. Assume that eta x is trivial, then x has a Ke metric, in this class, okay? Say your class here is a C1x, is a multiple of lambda omega. So if and only if this is proper. So last time I only stated for lambda equal 1, but as I said, just mentioned a moment ago, when the lambda is less equal to 1, then this is automatically proper, because this last term is also non-negative. Okay, so it's easy to check this. So then, in the non-positive case, I told you last time this part I wrote f omega zero is convex, and you can easily check this is also convex. So it's some summation of two convex functions. So it's still nice. Okay, but in the positive case, you have two. It's a difference to a convex things. So that's a So let me tell you basically just I don't think I will give a proof. Maybe I just say a few words in a key point in the proof. Any questions? No? Okay. So last time say I only try to prove the existence this part. So I said this part was already due to Ding and myself even earlier. Okay. So this time, for example, what we want to do, we try to solve this equation. Right? So we try to solve this equation I wrote last time. So let's assume lambda is 1. Other case I just say it's just a reinterpretation of existing theorem. So let's say this I just try to solve this equation star t. Okay, so I said last time I say this only C0 estimate is needed. Because other parts are already done. Okay, I said I made probably quick, but So I only need to check the C0 estimate. So then what we can have here is the following. So first, we can bound the oscillation of this. of phi, suppose phi is the solution. Okay? So we can always just C0 norm of this, see? So in terms of some constant of this j omega, so maybe to be safe, 1 plus j omega phi. So why I certainly have no time to do that, but let me just tell you quickly how this is done. It's because you have two things. First is a subharmonicity. So phi is being subharmonic. Let's see. So in this part, first you take a chess. So omega plus dp bar phi is positive. Okay? So that implies you're taking a chess. This is n plus Laplace phi is positive. Okay? Take a chess with respect to omega. So then this is so then by Green theorem. So by Green theorem, this is the supreme of phi can be bounded by average of phi. Plus some constancy. Okay. So by playing around Green theorem. So next, you can also turn around and say omega phi minus dd bar phi, which is just omega, which is also positive. So that's where it tells you, if you're taking a chess of this with respect to new metric, this is n plus Laplace omega phi, let's say omega phi, or maybe I just use a prime, okay, for this phi is also positive, sorry, not minus that. So in general, of course, this depends on your solution, but I said there's one point I checked you last time, I told you last time, say, however, the Ricci curvature omega phi is bigger than T omega phi. So then you can still have a solve for inequality. So then you can use the iteration. One can still use the iteration, or you can try to make use of some estimates on Green functions. So use the iteration or most iteration, say. So you can bound this infimum of this by a lot of average. Okay, so it's maybe it's up to constant. That's just to be a cheat you slightly. Okay, so I drop this constant to make things plus on a lot of constant. This probably depends on T, but anyway, we can assume T is bigger equal to some constant. So then this implies the supreme norm, C0 norm, is bounded by this. The difference of these two, okay? So it's by difference of this. So this is, you can do this, but it's plus some constant. Okay. So this will be but this is equivalent to J omega. That's maybe exercise to check. Okay. Using a positivity of both. Actually, this simple fact is also because these both are positive, and this form also used in the proof of the Yau theorem on C0 estimate. It's actually C0 estimate was simpler than what he gave before because of this factor. But anyway, so this way is you can have this. Okay, I mean it's very quick, but that's just the new like that. So then second thing is you also know a following thing you need to in this proof. Maybe I just you can check the following thing: the f omega phi is monotonic by some computation, monotonic along this star t. So namely, you take a path of solutions along the t. You this is monotonic in the t. Okay. So what? Say it's a t. Anyway, it's a So this tells you this, you can use this, I mean, get this part and try to plus these properties, you can bound, try to bound the j omega, I guess. Uniformly. Okay. So, let's skip some, so otherwise I don't have enough time. Okay. So actually it's not so hard now, you can try to play around with this. Okay. So other way around is the same. But in a way it's the same, but we need to derive So other way around, I also need to solve the equation, but I want to solve a continuous method in the other direction. That's what I mean, it's in a way thing. Okay. So I try to solve the equation by continuity method. So I tell you what, I just give you a proof in a simple case, in a weaker form. The continuity from...
May I ask a question?
Yes?
Can you just mention where you use the fact that that omega is proper? I know it must be inside one of those.
So it's monotonic, then this f omega t is easy. So it's a... I sort of give you an exercise. So it's a... This is bounded along the t.
I showed the
proper will imply this. Okay. Is this the right direction? I say proper imply this. Okay. So because the monotonic, then this is uniformly bounded from above. The property is this can be bounded from below by some of this. Right. So we just need to check this monotonicity. So solve this from a t equal to 1 to a t equal to 0. So existence you do from t 0 to t equal to 1, right? So this case, you don't need the properties because this monotonicity will tell you it's in the right directions, right, to bound this j omega. So then you need to get the following, which is a weaker form of that. It took me a few years before I can get this strong form. So anyway, I just can tend to give you a weak form, which due to Ding and myself. So then what you get, say you have a start from any solution giving any phi, say giving any phi, okay? So I tell you a picture. So phi in this x omega, okay? So now you want to, let's say, omega prime equal to omega plus dd bar phi. You take this as the initial metric. So now this time, say, omega is Ke metric. So you already know omega is, there is a Ke metric in the other way around, okay? Sorry, I should say. Sorry. So I say already have a Ke metric, so let's take this to be Ke metric. So I giving any other metric, I solve this equation, say psi of n of h omega prime and minus psi t and omega n prime. Okay? And of course, this one has a solution. First, you at t equal to 1, it has a solution. At t equal to 1, which is just psi equal to minus phi. Right? You just subtract what you had. Okay. So this will... So then the next thing you want to check this is this, let's not, this is star t. So star t has a solution So this is what you want to, which is similar to a first part, has a solution from a family of solutions, say, phi t with maybe psi t now, they say. Psi t, such that psi t 1 is just minus phi. Okay? And of course, psi 0 is 0 because it's constant, so it can normalize to be 0 because that's back to original. Not quite. It's not quite right, so okay. Forget it. Okay. So I only have this. So then what you do is you will find this J F omega. I said it's monotonic. So this is omega prime of minus phi. Let me recall what did I. Okay. So this is less equal to F omega prime of psi 0. Which way I run? This, let me see, sorry, what I tried to say. So then you try to use the monotonicity, say omega prime. Want this to be this is like omega of phi by this cocycle condition. So because of this choice here, but this one is less equal to bigger equal to 0. So you need to check. Okay, so it's because monotonicity. Let's skip this. Okay, so basically you compute the derivative, you can check this is bigger to 0. So this is actually bigger to so use a Kaplan instant nature, KE condition. Okay, using a fact that this omega is a KE metric and the monotonicity. Of F omega prime along the psi t. I probably need to check. I forgot exactly how this. Okay, but this is then less than, so that implies F omega phi is seems to be the other way around. I mean, it's changed. It's a monotonic, so it's increasing. So sorry, this should less equal to 0. Okay, I'm sorry. So that's what I confused. So it's a monotonic, and you start from the initial, like this is the initial moment, and going to t. By the way, I forgot. So this is bigger to 0. Okay. So this is like a weak form of this inequality. Okay. So this, if I write out this, say this j omega. So this 1 over v of phi omega n is bigger equal to exponential of 1 over v of so H omega now is 0 because omega is Kaplan instant. So this is just a phi. Okay. So you can check n equal to 1 case. Remark. This is just the standard the Moser Schrodinger. on S2, okay? On S2. So originally the proof was given by symmetrizing of functions. So at least here there's a new proof of that. So in order to get a strong estimate, the proof is proper. Namely, what we can try to prove, this is bounded from below by some positive constant of j omega phi, some pi here. So maybe I put it here. So in order to get our theorem, this is not strong enough. We want to prove this is actually bounded from below by in terms of energy. So delta is some constant depends only on dimension here. So then in order to do that it's much more it's more delicate, namely you need to analyze you need to compare the solutions of this equation when t is close to 1. Okay. So anyway, let me just give a content. I give you a weak form of this. So maybe let me give you an example of this. Let's say try to apply this to for example to construct some K matrix. So first let me give you So let's see, this is not always satisfied. The F omega phi is not always proper. So I give you. Okay. So of course we have some example. For example, x equal to CP2, blow up at 1 point. So we know that F is not so let me put this way. So this is you set up a phi. You say let V be a holomorphic vector field. Okay, such that the Fatak invariant of this XV is not zero. It's not zero. That's what I did before. So then V, say a real part of V, let's say real part of this is not zero. It's easy to do, okay? So you can always get that. So if a real part, say, generates a family of automorphisms, say a capital phi T, which maps to X to itself, okay? So then what you can do, you start with your omega. So omega, say, is the first chain class. It's giving the... So then you can say a phi t of omega, your pullback metric. This still have a same Keller class because it's just moved by continuous family automorphisms. So this one, you can write this as omega plus the dd bar of phi t, say. Okay? Because they are in the same class. So if you check this... for this particular family, compute the derivative. Okay. You will find for this particular family, you can immediately find this is nothing else but the real part of Fatak invariant. Okay. So say you if you make this by change of sign, you assume this is negative. Okay. So then this is less equal to zero. So this cannot be proper, right? So then this implies this is not even bounded from below. Of course, we know this one does not have a Ke metric. I just try to receive this from this theorem here. Just try to reinterpret things. Okay, So for a long, but you can do this for any holomorphic vector fields. It doesn't matter which manifold you are using here. Okay, I just give this manifold because I did this before. So there was for a while it was conjectured, referred to as a Calabi conjecture, is to say if X does not have vector field, then probably you cannot do this. You can certainly cannot do this argument. So hopefully you can always have a Kaplan instant metric. So which is not true. So I give you an example of Mokai 94. So before that, let me state this. So in two dimensions, if angle 2, it's true, it's X has a Ke metric. That's I stated before as a theorem, which I come back a little bit later. And Ke metric, if and only if this attack invariant is 0. So this conjecture I said of a Calabi conjecture say if X has no holomorphic field, definitely it has a Kaplan instant metric in n equal 2 case. So but n is not true in n bigger equal 3, because when n bigger equal 3 you have some actual new phenomenon. So let me start translate this so-called Moke, the manifold constructor of Moke. The following, so I take X so-called XP 0, okay, which I define this. So this is let's make it slow down. Okay. Okay, so this is defined as follows. Strictly speaking, this manifold is defined as follows. You just take roughly take SL2C, which is 3-fold, you're quotient by I icosahedral group of 60 degree. And you compactify this appropriately. So how do you compactify? You take two polynomials, embed into a... not two polynomials. So let's see, how do you embed in this? You can think, you take spatial polynomials, say R12. Degree F homogeneous polynomials depend two variables. Degree 12. Okay. So then the SL2C acts on this space by conjugations. So SL2C acts on this in a canonical way. By conjugation. So then you projectify this, and you pick up a particular polynomial so that it has enjoys the largest. I cannot write down the polynomial, but this polynomial has a very nice form, okay, strange coefficients. So it has an invariant set of icosahedral group. So then you just take closure of orbit in the projectified space of this. So what I'm here, I give you a different description, which I... Okay. So you have action on this, you pick up a polynomial, so maybe I do it here, on this side. Okay, so you pick up...
Pick a certain polynomial. Not in principal orbit.
Not in the principal orbit, that's right. Thanks. So F in R12. So you look at orbit, so SL2C. Okay, inside the point. So then this, if you pick up appropriately, this is it's like this. So it's when I say orbit, this is in the projectified space. So this thing contains a key. So then you just take closure. So this manifold, so Mokai. Actually, Mokai in the lecture notes. So this is a threefold missing from this classification of Fano manifold, threefolds by Fano.
Is it going to blow up or is it smooth already?
It's smooth. Once you take closure, it's smooth. Okay. So then this manifold is, say, I below by XP0 for some reason, I will say it's just closure of this. So I put a bracket, that means it's a homogeneousness. Okay. So this one actually is complication of C3. It's also homologous CP3. That's not a property same as CP3. But CP3 has a canonical metric. This one does not have a canonical metric. It's not homogeneous. So other description of this is following. I leave you as exercise to check both are the same. Okay. So other description is the following, which I learned from OK during the Kyoto conference. And so since then I try to prove this must be a counterexample to Calabi conjecture in the threefold case. So this is described the following. You take G47. I like this. So E and the G47, which is like E, is all the four subspace inside C7. Okay. And you take G47, you take any P, any subspace P is a three subspace inside the wedge C7, dimension 3. Okay. So then you can define XP. Okay. So which is the following, which is all E inside the G47, which is four space. So it's four-dimensional subspace. So you look at the orthogonal complement, take a bi vector on the orthogonal complement. So then this is a subspace inside the wedge C7. I guess other way around, sorry. So I take a P inside here. Then you project orthogonal projector P. So once say this map, say suppose this is pi E, so you want this pi E to be identically there. So it counts 9 conditions, right? Because this is a three-dimensional. This is a rank 3 space. This is 3 space. So it's a 9 3x3 matrix here. So if P is in a general position, and you can prove this is smooth. So I give you this. I hope I wrote somewhere. Otherwise, I will give up. So, okay. So now this is a particular P0. So basically, you just want to find some subspace, three-dimensional subspace, which is induced action of irreducible representation of SL2C on C7, which will give you that. Okay. So this is just span. Since it's a mini course, so let me just write down. So E1, E2, E6, E7 is orthonormal basis of C7, and the 5, and 4. And U2 is the second bivector, is E1, E7. Sorry, this is 6, this is 5, sorry. And plus E3. And so this one is invariant and induced action on a wedge C7 by the irreducible representation. of SL2C on a C7. We know irreducible representation is unique. So this is uniquely determined. So then you look at the induced action on this. So you will find this is invariant subspace. So this is, it turns out this is XP0, and XP0 is smooth. So, and Lanti, and smooth, and the C1XP0 is smooth. So now, let's see. This one should have a Kelly-Einstein metric, so it's actually a question, which I didn't check, but I think it's possible to check. This one has a Kelly-Einstein manifold. So all you can say by, and in particular, it implies this real part of the Futaki invariant is identically zero. In fact, this part can be checked directly because this the algebra is irreducible. Or it's semi-simple. Yes. Yes.
Question, but is this XP not supposed to be the same as the previous one?
Yes.
Okay. Just a different construction.
Just different construction. Yeah. I think I didn't give you that construction. I'll give you this construction. I mean, other construction, I still don't. I know how to write down. I go back to check. I know how to write down the polynomial. Still, I don't check why that one has this. This I equals the Hadley group has stabilized. So it's when I was in Stony Brook 10 years ago, I asked the Shah about it. And then after 5 years, he came back and told me, see, this is related to a buckyball or something. I still haven't figured out how to do that. But it should be because it relates to I equals the Hadley group. So now let's I take a P, take some A, right? So A is some just I tell you. So I take U. Now this time I take span of perturbation, span of U one plus U I plus some summation of A I J K, J plus K is bigger equal to 7 plus I of EJ where EK. Okay, so I is from, of course, I from 1 to 3. So I perturb it. I perturb the things. And so this A is just this set of numbers. So you just, if you observe, actually I pick up this J in not every perturbation. I just pick up a perturbation in a, with a high weight because each of these by vector is a high has is eigenvector of actions. Okay, so then you will find this action, this say sigma t is this diagonal of irreducible one family group element of this irreducible representation, which is just given by t. So, what's supposed to I have? So, I guess the 3 minus I and T, okay, I between 1 and 4 minus I, between 1 and 7. Okay, so this is in SL2C. So you will find, or maybe I need to change the sign. Okay, so that's the. So then you will find the sigma t. I guess I need to change the sign. I think it's fine. So this is a PA goes to PA0, a P0. So you can even allow this t to be a, so let's say real part of this goes to that. So then what you have is you look at y. You set up a y to be a union of this, okay, and z in the disk, and this is log minus log z, I guess. T is assumed to be a So then the sigma T, Pa, okay, and then union in intersect with union with P0, XP0, sorry, X sigma TPA. Okay, so this maps to a disk, just maps to Z. So this is like a family, so this is n minus plus 1. The original manifold is, this is a 4-fold. Original manifold is a 3-fold. Okay. So this is I call the special degeneration of XPA. So a special degeneration. So why is that? First, this is a degeneration, and XA is one of these fibers, and except the central fiber, all the fibers, these fibers are isomorphic to each other because they are just changing by different parameterizations. Okay. So this one is just a sigma T induced on a XPA. Okay. So in this the fibration, say suppose I draw the picture here. So, and except the central fiber XP0, all the others are so this is a disk. So all the other fibers are the same. Okay, are the same. Just they are different by some diffeomorphisms. Okay. So you will this case you can check the following. I mentioned it because so then you can check the following, the F omega phi star. It's not on this space. It's not proper. So in fact, you can check more directly. You can check this is you look at the metric here. So you can consider this in inside of some projective space, big projective space by some Plique embeddings. So then you look at the restriction of sigma T and pull back to restrict to this Fubini's 2D metric, restrict to this this X sigma TA. Okay? So you write this as some fixed metric plus the DD bar phi T. So it's very similar to a previous one, except this is not exact automorphisms of self. It's not family of automorphisms. It's like a family of diffeomorphisms here. So then you can check this omega phi t. You compute the derivative. Okay. So this is not Futaki invariant in general, but you can check when the t is infinity, this is a Futaki invariant of a corresponding V, some V, and XP0 of some vector field, corresponding vector field for this. So proper will imply this fact was also proved before in this 92 paper with Ding. So then using this fact, you can check the properties. We imply this is positive. So in fact, it's equivalent along this family. The property same as this is positive. Okay. So like this type of part is positive here. And you can use. I just said before it's zero identically. So it's not proper. Okay. So the conclusion here is yes. Which question? Here?
Yeah, what's the question?
Oh, no, this is not question, sorry. Question has a... So this one should have a Kaline instant metric, which I haven't proved. But I... Okay. So, but maybe... I say, nevertheless, this XP0 is identical to 0. which we have followed from that, but you can give independent proof of that. I'm sorry, okay. So, so XPA does not have a K imagine. But on the other hand, you can check XPA of this at the same time. This is trivial, A, for generic A. So this give you a first example of a Fano manifold which does not have a Kaline dimension and does not have a holomorphic field. So the right criterion is not about the existence of a holomorphic field. It should be about this stability here. So there are two ways of stating a stability. One is in terms of GIT. So since it's a PDE thing, let me just state the following here. Okay. So let me give you a quick definition. So this will go back to general. So giving any general manifold, X, okay. So I say a special degeneration of this, of X, is a degeneration, is a pi from a pi, say this n dimensional, this n plus one dimensional to this, sorry. Okay. So such that, and together with the vector field, the V on Y. Okay. So this time I don't want the X on the Y, such that so pi star V is like this minus Z dZ. So like this shrinking vector field on a disk. Okay. The scaling vector field. So that will guarantee these automorphisms are all the same. Okay. And moreover, this is so I want this to be projective. So let's put this way. And Y is projective. So Y in some projective space such that so you want a uniform polarized. So it's omega fs, the standard metric on the project space, restrict to each fiber is pi tz. Okay, z is here. It's a Keller class. So here, pardon? This is a condition.
Yeah. And the motivation
for condition? The motivation for condition is preserved fibers. It's maps to, sorry, not preserved fibers, maps fibers to fibers. Okay. So, but it does preserve central fiber.
Yeah.
It does preserve central fiber, but the moving fibers around nearby. Okay. So that's why I say for this special degeneration, all fibers outside central fibers are isomorphic to each other. So I have this special degeneration, and so that here is a K stability we see. So I say X is K stable for all the special degeneration, this thing of this pi y to a disk, this real part of f on the central fiber of V is positive. So, so again, let me say one thing is, so this spatial degeneration basically is algebra is this properties, because multi-isomorphic complex structures in general is not Hausdorff space, so exactly it's non-Hausdorff point. Or you can from a GIT point of view is if it's a semi-stable point, its orbit is not necessarily closed. So. So this going this direction is like you want to make a orbit more closer, so this one has a limit, it's in the closure of that one. Okay, so this the corollary what this theorem. So the example I give you is just a special degeneration. It's a very nice one, and so I just say this. This is a special degeneration. Okay, so what this corollary of this theorem is saying that X has a KE metric, imply this X is K stable. Okay, so maybe I take a break and. And after come back, I tell you some other parts. Yes?
Well, I was just going to ask, so in these cases over here where prominence fails, is the function still down below?
The function, I think this case is still bounded from below. But it's not it's the proper ones. This going up. So it's, I think this case is like semi-stable. Yes, you're right. And so actually regarding to this, actually interesting question. I haven't found a smooth one which is not stable. It's unstable. There is in two-dimensional case there's orbifold which is unstable. You can do the same thing for orbifold here. But the smooth one I haven't found one. And. And the other case, which very much relate to these things that we are doing, these singularity things, is in general, I didn't specify the central fiber may be singular. So this another question which I don't know is whether or not there is X such that the spatial degeneration is singular, and it cannot be smooth. It's a singular and. On the other hand, the Futaki invariant is less than equal to zero. So I want to find unstable, not stable one, which is such a central fiber is singular. Because why that is kind of important? Because there is this conjecture, for example, for Ricci flow. So Ricci flow, say, Keller case, you don't expect convergence in general. I already told you. So the expectation is maybe. And there's a diffeomorphism, family diffeomorphisms, such that pulling back the Keller matrix, it has a limit. The point is whether or not that limit could be singular or not. Hopefully, it's never singular. That would be nice. So, but if we can find such a these things I said, that's implied you have to go into a singularity category or two. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.